Good morning, everybody. I want to note that this service is being recorded. Our prelude today is a set of songs, Down in the Meadow, What Can Make a Hippopotamus Smile, and 100 Stripy Socks from Pussycat, Pussycat by Mies van Hoat, performed by Kira. Do you want me to hold the microphone for you?
Down in the meadow, there's an itty bitty pool. There are three little fishies and a mama fishy too.
Swim, said the mama fish, swim if you can. So they swam and they swam all over the dam. The mama fish swim if you can, so they swim and they swim all over the dam.
It's working. It's working. Point it right at your mouth.
What can make a hippopotamus smile? What can make him walk for more than a mile? It's not a party with a paper hat or kicking candy that'll make him fat. That's not what hippos do.
They ooze and the goose without any shoes. They wade in the water till their lips turn blue. That's what hippos do. A centipede would certainly need 100 stripy socks. But what will he do when his socks
wither from climbing trees and rocks? What will he do when his socks wither when all of his socks were out? He'll sit in a heap, he'll start to weep, and his mother begins to shout. Here's what his mother will shout when all of his socks were out. I've bought you 10, bought you 20, bought you 30, 40, 50, bought you 60, 70, 80, 90, bought you 100 stocks. So off you go now, son, who do you think I've made of money? Until I can afford to buy you more, you can keep your feet right off the floor.
Here, I'll take the mic. Thank you very much, Kira. That was fantastic. You have a beautiful voice, and it was very brave of you to get up and sing in front of all of us. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Karen Deaton, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm the chair of the Religious Exploration Committee, and I serve on Prairie's board. I also work on the landscape maintenance. But don't look out there right now. We welcome you all. We know you come here for different reasons, to find community, to seek your spiritual and personal truths, to question, to nurture your heart and soul, to be nurtured, to explore new ideas, to find comfort, and perhaps to find answer to some of your bigger questions. We welcome you. We know you come from different places, different religions, different beliefs, and different backgrounds. We hope you'll find comfort, connection, challenge, and love here. We hope you'll find ways to provide outreach to others in our congregation, in our local community, and in our world community. We note that Prairie's buildings are built on ancestral Ho-Chunk land, a place their nation has called Dejop. We have a few announcements. Prairie's Fall Parish Meeting will be held next Sunday, November 20th, 2022. We need a quorum, so please attend if you can. We'll be approving a budget for next year. Your pledges are needed. We're a little over halfway to our goals, and so many more pledges are needed. For the fourth quarter of 2022, Prairie is sharing its offertory collection with Porch Lights Digs program, which provides eviction prevention counseling and financial assistance to households facing eviction. In 2021, Diggs counseled over 1,000 households and gave financial assistance to 660 households in danger of eviction. 85% of those who received Diggs assistance remained in housing 6 months later. The program is running low on funds, and Prairie's Social Action Committee thought it would be an appropriate sharer of our offering. On December 4th, 3 weeks from now, Prairie Kids have a special crafting workshop, Nifty Gifty. It's an old Prairie tradition where adult volunteers help kids make a variety of gifts, many made out of recycled materials. We need volunteers. Talk to me if you'd like to volunteer. We also need recycled materials. So if you have any plastic food containers like this, a lot of bakery things come in it or carry out, bring them in. We'll have a donation box outside. Also, lids from dairy tubs, cottage cheese, yogurt, stuff like that, whether they're clear or white, bring those in. We can use those. And old jeans. If you have old jeans that you know you're not going to fit in anymore, bring them in. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have Pledge Drive special music today. Money, 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 led by Mary and Patty. You'll find your lyrics on the back of your order of service. Come on over here.
Shocking. Before we sing, I wanted to just remind you, if you haven't turned your pledge in, we have pledge forms out on the table. We need your pledge. We're only as over 50% or 60% to the pledge goal. So please turn your pledges in.
There'll be a little introduction, and we hope that you will join us when we start singing. And we're going to try not to race.
Thank you, Mary and Patty. Did you guys write the words?
Oh, no. We didn't.
Somebody made them.
Somebody wrote those lyrics for the song, which some of us know with different words. Now it's time for our chalice lighting, which will be read by Jesse Garst.
So, I'm Jesse, my pronouns are they, them, and the chalice lighting is, we light this chalice as a symbol of our faith alive in our world. Today, we remind ourselves to work and sacrifice for our goal of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you, Jesse. Those words were provided by the Unitarian Universalist Service Committee, or UUSC. Let's take a couple minutes to learn about the UUSC, since our service today is about supporting their work.
National Human Rights Organization. We're grounded in the principles of Unitarian Universalism and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. At UUSC, we seek to advance human rights, dismantle systems of oppression, and uphold the inherent dignity and worth of every human being.
Founded in 1940, UUSC addresses the needs of people who've been ignored or overlooked, working in places where the larger aid agencies often do not.
We are committed to building upon a legacy that is rooted in locally led initiatives, working hand in hand, eye to eye, and heart to heart with community leaders and grassroots organizations in the United States and around the world.
Today, UUSC has over 30,000 members, partnering with more than 40 grassroots organizations. Our programs span across 20 countries in Asia, the South Pacific, Central America, and the United States.
We do our work in three ways: through advocacy and action with UU congregations, UUSC members, and our incredible volunteers; through education and experiences with the UU College of Social Justice; and through grant-making, convenings, and collaborative research.
With our partners, we address human rights issues including disaster justice, emergency relief in the face of natural or human-made crises, climate action, working with communities who are losing their homes due to climate change, and criminalization, partnering with communities who are targeted simply for their activism or being who they are, immigrants, LGBTQ people, and ethnic and religious minorities.
And this past year, we have been working with our grassroots partners to meet the unique human rights challenges presented by the COVID-19 crisis.
We know that UUSC members expect us to always be learning and be bold in our programming and our commitment to human rights.
We want you to have confidence in our work. UUSC is a terrific investment for your philanthropic support. Our budget goes far to accomplish so much for human rights in the U.S. and around the world.
And for 10 years running, UUSC has earned 4 stars, the highest possible rating from Charity Navigator, because of our effectiveness and fiscal transparency.
It is an exciting time at UUSC. We are grateful to you and to all of our members for your partnership and for putting your faith in us. You make our work possible. Thank you.
Thank you, UUSC supporters.
Thank you for everything you do.
Thank you so much for your support.
And thank you for putting your faith in us.
For all that you do.
That's a little bit about rights.
We really appreciate it.
That's a little bit about the UUSC, and we'll be talking more about their Guest at Your Table program this morning. It's time for our story for all ages, but we're doing things a little differently today. Since it's an intergenerational, you can all stay in your seats. Our story for all ages is going to be a video. And so after we enjoy the video together, we're not going to sing the children out to go downstairs because the kids are staying upstairs today and they're providing the heart of our program today. We have a beautiful story delivered by video shared with us by the UUSC titled The Parrot and the Eagles.
Today I have a story for you called The Parrot and the Eagles. The story is adapted from the Jataka Tales, a collection of Buddhist stories from India. Once upon a time, a long time ago in an ancient forest, there lived a little green parrot. This parrot loved the forest. She loved the great big trees and the dappled sunshine. She loved her friends, the sloth and the anteater. She loved flying through the forest canopy and looking for yummy fruit in the branches. Sometimes, when she was feeling adventurous, she would even fly up and out of the forest. From there, she could see the river, which ran through the valley like a silk ribbon, and the mountains, which surrounded the forest, their tops disappearing into the clouds. Sturdy goats lived in the mountains, and giant eagles built their homes there. One day, the parrot woke up from a nap and found that her nest was surrounded in smoke. The forest was on fire. Quickly, the parrot flew up very high, and looking down, saw that the fire was spreading quickly. Soon it would consume the whole forest. "Oh, dear," said a deep voice next to the parrot. "That is very sad." Parrot looked over and saw it was a giant eagle perched on a nearby mountain ledge who had spoken. "It's a shame, really. It was such a nice forest," continued the eagle. "But don't worry, little parrot. You can stay in the mountains. Here you will be safe." "But my friends," said the parrot, "Sloth and Anteater and all the monkeys and deer, they can't escape. What will happen to them?" The eagle shrugged a bit with his large wings. The parrot soared above the forest, fretting as the fire spread, and then she got an idea. She dove down into the river and then flew back up again high, right over the fire. She shook her wings, and a few drops of water fell onto the flames with a hiss. Quickly, she dove back into the river and repeated the process again and again. Dive, splash, fly, hiss. With all this strange action, it caught the attention of some of the other eagles, who joined the first eagle on the mountain perch. After watching several rounds of the parrot diving and flying, putting out a little flame here and there, one of the eagles shouted, "That will never work. Can't you see it's useless? Your wings are too small. You should give up." Without slowing down, the parrot shouted back, "I may be small, but we're not small together. Together we can stop the fire. Will you help me?" The eagle shuffled nervously. I mean, sure, it was a nice forest, but it wasn't like they lived there. And all this diving into rivers and flying over flames looked a little dangerous. The mountain ledge was safe. Then one of the eagles dove off the ledge and into the river below. Just like when she caught a fish there, she rose out of the river, her wide wings shimmering with water, and splashed it down onto the flames below. "Yes! Yeah!" cried the parrot, and she dove back into the river herself. One by one, the other eagles followed, diving into the river and carrying water to put out the flames. It took all day and into the night, but finally the last orange flame disappeared, and the smoke vanished into the clouds over the mountains. The exhausted little green parrot slumped against her new eagle friend. "See," said the parrot, "I knew we were not small together." "You were right," said the eagle. "Together we were bigger than we ever imagined." The end.
Sometimes we use hand signals downstairs to cue our breathing. So what I'm going to be doing, can I reach the microphone? I won't be talking. But as you breathe in, or as I raise my arms, you breathe in, and you can do this along with me if you have space next between you and your neighbors. Then you'll hold your breath for a moment, then breathe out as I lower my arms, and then let that sit for a moment, and then breathe in again. Okay? This time of silence will begin and end with a chime. Today's presentation is a dramatic performance by Prairie's religious exploration students and an adult or two. We don't have microphones for all our actors, but we have people who are going to be trying to hold a mic close to people when they're talking. Pretend the microphone holders are invisible during the play. If you don't hear something that the actors say, rest assured that you'll be able to follow the narrative because our Director of Religious Exploration, Alice Mant, is going to narrate the important events. So actors, places everyone.
It's dinner time for the Jansen family. Some of the kids are playing family pets. You may see or hear them walking among you making pet noises. The Jansens know they have one guest coming to dinner, but they didn't know about the others. The children are coming in from playing outside with their friend.
Hi, kids. Elliot's mom said he could stay for dinner with us.
Yay! What are we having?
Macaroni and cheese.
I love macaroni. This is all the change I could find, Corey. Just some pennies.
Elliot is curious about that box on the table.
Says guest at the table, are you giving me money?
Sorry, Elliot. You are a guest at our table, but... But the money in the box is for the other guests at our table. Who else is coming? I'll explain. The other guests at our table are not... Oh, it happened again. The other guests at our table are not actually going to be here, but we're going to be thinking about them. The box on the table reminds us that lots of people in the world don't get to have dinner every night, or live in a safe place, or say what they really think, or live in a healthy environment. There are people who are working on making things more fair, and we want to help them. So people at Prairie and all the other Unitarian Universalist churches are going to put money in guest at your table boxes. In a month, we'll all bring our boxes back to our churches. The money from all the boxes at Prairie and all the other UU churches will get divided up and given to those people who are doing grassroots work to make the world a better place. We think of those people as our guests at our table. I remember.
We do it every year for different people because there's always someone who needs our help.
The children are curious about just who will get this year's donations.
Who are we helping this year?
Where do they live?
Well, I don't remember exactly. Maybe it says here,
I can help with that.
Thank you, huh?
I'm going to tell you a little about each person we're helping this year and how they're helping people. Here's a video about one of them. Tech person, please show the video of the featured guest, Inazu Uma Grace.
I was born and raised in Rwanda. During my lifetime, our temperature has increased far more than the global average. This was not driven by us. People in the least developed country, like mine, emit 35 times less carbon than those in high-income countries. Rwandans rely heavily on the land, and we are used to coping with the long rainy season and the challenge of our mountainous landscape. But climate change is making things worse, and we are being pushed beyond our ability to adapt. Rain erodes soil and kills livestock. Land degradation affects the whole community, displacing thousands. My family had a small and cozy home, but like so many others, had to live with just their clothes and bags, forced to move to a communal house. The last period of intense rainfall lasted for 5 months. It destroyed roads and health centers, leading to over 130 deaths. These damages are profound. These losses are irreversible. Climate change disproportionately affects rural girls and women. Daily tasks such as collecting water and cooking wood are made increasingly difficult by droughts and floods that wash away agricultural income, leaving them with nothing. Youth-led climate action can bring these stories of loss and damage that go unseen and unheard to the fore. We have the power and the knowledge to develop solutions, but we need the right financial support. Our call is for developed countries of the world to listen and to act.
There are videos about the other guests too, but they're kind of long and boring, so I'll just tell you about them. This is Jolce Kuresh. She's from Hungary. That's a country next to Ukraine, where a terrible war is happening. Many Ukrainians are fleeing to Hungary for safety. Jolce is a part of the Hungarian Helsinki Committee that helps refugees get the legal help they need. He especially helps Ukrainian children who had to come without their parents. He helps keep them safe. This is Nawa Kushi. She belongs to the Karen tribe in the country of Burma or Myanmar. Her country is being run by a violent military that is attacking the Karen people and other minorities in Burma. She is part of the Karen Peace Support Network that is letting the world know what's happening. This is Ian Zenovich. They live in the United States and help LGBTQIA immigrants who sometimes face discrimination and have trouble getting the health care that they need. His group, the Queer Detainee Empowerment Project, organizes peer support systems and raises money for health care and legal support.
So we have those four people with us tonight at our table?
And those people are helping hundreds, maybe thousands of other people.
Wow, they're really doing all those important things. I'm putting my nickel in the back. A giant guest at your table box. Corey and I want to donate, but we just don't use cash anymore. We could find were some pennies to put in the box. Can we give money another way?
Good question, Petra. Yes, there are other ways. You can make an online contribution using this QR code right here. Easy peasy. And of course, you can always write a check. Big checks are good.
Thank you, guest at your table box.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's get all the kids and adults who acted or helped with this entertaining and informative skit up here to take a bow. Nice job, everybody. You all have the opportunity to donate right here and now. Some of the kids will pass boxes around to you. If you have any change to spare, you know what to do. If you don't have change, the giant guest at your table box has a QR code you can use to donate online. Raise your hand if you want to scan his code. And if you want to pick up your own box to put on your own table at home, stop in the Commons and pick one up on your way out. We'll collect them at the Symbol Tree service on December 18th.
Good job, everybody. I want to let you know we don't introduce the kids by name while we're recording, but at the end of the service, after we stop recording, we'll tell you who everybody is. Now is the time that our community dedicates for discussion around the focus of today's service, relying on our covenant of good relations as a guide to ensure all voices are welcomed and relationships are valued. If you're in the room and feel comfortable, please come up to the podium so those on Zoom can see who's speaking. Introducing yourself with your name and pronouns is welcomed. If waiting, right back here. If waiting, you can line up near the podium. Otherwise, please raise your hand and one of our helpers will bring a microphone to you. If you're online, please type into the chat and the Zoom helper will read your question or comment aloud for you. Would anybody like to talk about today's performance? I see we have a couple people who want to. Microphone. It's on pause. Oh, okay. So Abigail wants to say something.
Generous to people who are kind to.
Matt, do you want to interpret for us? Here's the other microphone. This one better?
Yeah, this one goes on and off.
Would anyone else like to say something about today's performance?
My name's Andy, he, him, his, and I really enjoyed the pets.
Oh, hi, I'm Robin Proud, she, her. And I was delighted to see we have a whole new crop of actors because we have a pattern for how we can do various stories. Some of you remember when we made the whole service a story, but we needed to wait for a new group that would get up and do them. So maybe we can do more.
I'm Rick, he. You know, there's another side of giving, and that's also receiving. And I've been struck through my life of I once owned a property that I rented out, and a person I liked that lived there was too proud to accept the public welfare that was available at the time. And I told her, you know, when you're in need, it's okay to accept a gift. A gift is given because people want you to have it. And that goes for even our government funds that are measly handed out, you know. We want you to have it, and you can pay it back later. You will pay it back later. You'll get a job, and you'll pay taxes, and so you're paying that back. We had a member of Prairie who, for many years, accepted money to go to our annual retreat, and, you know, it was year after year, and but at some point, this person came into some money, and they've been very generous with Prairie in the years since they had that money. And so it's okay to accept a gift.
Let's see. You know what? I'm going to turn the microphone over here so you guys can stand over here where people can see you.
Okay. Well, honestly,
about the presentation or about charity.
So, I honestly think that the presentation was a very good idea, a very good way to encourage people to donate and help, just that sort of thing. And that's all I have to say.
You.
I think it was a good idea to do that because it's good because if you're in need, then you should get helped. And if other people are in need, then you should also help them because everybody should feel safe and loved.
Does anybody have anything to add to that? Okay, we are coming to offering time. We're sharing our offering this quarter with Porchlight's DIGS program, which provides eviction prevention counseling and financial assistance to households facing eviction. The offertory today is Sailor's Song by Mark William, performed by Miles. They're tuning up. You have ample opportunities to give today. You can give to guests at your table, you can give to Prairie, and part of that will go to the DIGS program. Ready? Somebody who took violin lessons as a youngster, I know that you can make some horrible noises with a violin, and you did not. It sounded very nice. Our closing words will be read by somebody. I didn't line anybody up to do that. Miles, you want to read the closing words? No, wait a minute. We haven't done... Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm confused about our order of service. Yeah. Renee, I'll do them.
All right, Renee, she, her, hers. May our offerings today remind us that our commitments and our actions are how we live our Unitarian Universalism in the world. May we follow the leadership of those most impacted by injustice in making the world anew. And may this practice serve as an immense blessing, like the release of a giant cloud of birds that startles our spirits into remembering to hope anew.
Our closing music today is in the gray hymnal that you'll find under a chair near you. Singing the Living Tradition is the title of the book, and we're going to sing number 348. I invite you to stand as you're willing or able and join together in song, number 348. Is it a cappella?
I think there's a video that goes with it.
Oh, there's a video that goes with it. Okay, this might take us a second to get it going. And actually, for right now, let's give Rachel a hand because she has been doing a lot of... a lot of tech juggling today with all of our videos.
While I run this race, guide my feet. While I run this race, for I don't want to run this race in vain. Hold my hand while I run this race. Hold my hand while I run this race. Hold my hand while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain. Stand by me while I run this race. Stand while I run this race. Stand by me while I run this race. For I don't want to run this race in vain. Search my heart while I run this race. Search my heart while I run this race.
At this time, we're going to stop recording. I'd like to call our performers up front one more time so we can offer them credit. Stop.